What's up, everyone? You're listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, your daily podcast covering the New York Yankees. We are brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. If you're a new listener to the show, greetings. Welcome. I hope you enjoy today's episode. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I'm your host, Stacey Gotsoulias. You can follow me on Twitter at the Locked On Yankees account or at my personal account, Stace Gotts. You can listen to and subscribe to Locked On Yankees on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can also find us on Podbean and Player FM. You can listen to the show directly on our website, LockedOnYankees.com. And finally, if you're one of those lucky people who got a home speaker as a gift for the holidays, you can tell it to play our podcast by saying, "Play podcast Locked On Yankees." As always, you can email questions or comments to LockedOnNYY@gmail.com. On today's episode of Locked On Yankees, we have some things to discuss. The Yankees signed Adam Ottavino, who is someone that everyone wanted the Yankees to sign. Well, not everyone. Yankee fans wanted the Yankees to sign him. Other teams didn't, so too bad to the other teams. The Yankees finally pulled off a trade for Sonny Gray. That happened on Monday. It gained steam over the weekend, then it looked like it was stalling a little bit, and then it finally happened. So Sonny Gray is now a Cincinnati Red. We'll talk about that. And finally, later on tonight, we will find out that Mariano Rivera has made it into the Baseball Hall of Fame. It's not a shocking thing. We knew he'd be a first ballot Hall of Famer. We all just wondered how many votes he'd get. We'll find out later. According to all of the public ballots, I believe he's 100% still. But I know that there was at least one writer claiming he wasn't going to vote for Mo. We'll get more into that later. But first, let's talk about Adam Ottavino. Ottavino had an amazing 2018, which was in stark contrast to his 2017. He's 33 years old. The Yankees signed him to a three-year, $27 million deal on Thursday. He's a right-hander who likes to strike people out, or at least he did in 2018. He struck out 112 of them, which ranked him fourth among all major league relievers. He held opposing hitters to a 158 batting average in 77 and two-thirds innings. He went 6-4 with a 2.43 ERA, and he is a good addition to an already deep Yankee bullpen. So the Yankees have Chapman, Betances, Britton, Chad Green, Jonathan Holder, and Adam Ottavino. I think that's pretty good. Now, if you compare them to the team who won the World Series in 2018, their bullpen is a lot more solidified. The Red Sox lost Joe Kelly to the Dodgers in free agency, and Craig Kimbrell is still a free agent, along with everyone else, including Bryce Harper and Manny Machado. So this addition of Ottavino is good if he repeats 2018. If he goes back to how he was in 2017, the Yankees are in big trouble. Because in 2017, Ottavino was so bad, he didn't even play in the wild card game. So there's some risk with signing him to 3 years because, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. Anything can happen. He had a 5.06 ERA with a 16.1% walk rate in 53 and a third innings. And like I said, they left him off the roster for the wild card game in 2017. You know, 2017's 2 years ago. He had the strong season in 2018, but he's only had two seasons where he's performed as well as 2018, including 2018, and that's 2013. So it's a bit of a risk. He's kind of a luxury for the Yankees. They have other arms that they can insert into the bullpen if he does falter a bit. But this is a good signing for the Yankees. And again, he's someone that Yankee fans wanted as soon as they knew that he was available. He grew up a Yankee fan, so he went to Yankee Stadium a lot as a kid, and it'll be interesting to see if the Yankees allow Ottavino to wear zero, because that's been his uniform number the Yankees have never had anyone wear that number. If they let him, he will wear the only single digit that hasn't been retired by the Yankees. Because numbers 1 through 9 have all been retired by the Yankees. 8 was retired twice. Derek Jeter was the last one to have a single digit retired, and that happened 2 years ago. And in another funny twist, Ottavino is the third former Rocky to sign with the Yankees just this offseason, joining Troy Tulowitzki and DJ LeMahieu. I don't even know if I said that right, because I honestly don't know if I've ever heard anyone say his name out loud. Huh. Because I've gotten all of my information from the internet. I don't listen to sports radio. I barely watch sports reports on TV anymore because all of the guys who do them, especially local news, except for Otis Livingston on CBS, they're annoying and dramatic and try to be funny when they're not, and they just bug me. If anyone else lives in the New York City area and feels the same way I do about local sportscasters, let me know, because it ain't great. So anyway, a good signing by the Yankees, I think, if he can duplicate 2018, or even if he's, you know, close to 2018. He doesn't have to be as lights out as he was in 2018. Would that be a gift for the Yankee fan? Sure, that'd be great if he could do that at 33. So we'll see how that goes. Up next, let's discuss Sonny Gray being shipped off to Cincinnati. We'll talk about him, we'll talk about the people he was traded for, then the other trades that happened after that trade happened. It's a whole bunch of stuff. But first, you all heard me on the podcast a few episodes ago as I went through a transition, as I was talking about Sonny Gray and how I started off thinking he should be traded, I couldn't stand him, he was the worst, to by the end of the segment being pissed at the Yankees for not working with him. It was an emotional journey that I'm sure most people didn't expect me to travel. I certainly didn't, because when I started recording that segment, I was all, screw Sonny Gray, he stinks, the Yankees should trade him away. And by the end, I thought, what are they doing? And alas, they sent him away. So Sonny Gray is now a Cincinnati Red, and yes, gray and red do go together. I don't know how well, but they do. So, the trade happened yesterday, Monday, Martin Luther King Day. Sonny Gray will be reconnecting with his college pitching coach, Derek Johnson. He will be closer to his home in Nashville, Tennessee. And he will now have his home ballpark be the Great American Ballpark, the band box that is Great American Ballpark. That place looks small on TV. So if it looks small on TV, I can't imagine what it looks like in person. So he was dealt to Cincinnati along with a minor league left-hander for second base prospect Shed Long and a high draft pick. And then the Yankees flipped Long to the Mariners for a center field prospect, Josh Stowers. Because, as we all know, the Yankees really need outfield prospects because they have so many available spots in the outfield. So anyway, I'm slightly annoyed because I was kind of hoping that Shed Long would be in the Yankee system just for his name, but no, now he's with the Mariners. So the deal was contingent upon the Reds reaching a contract extension with Gray, who then agreed to a 3-year, $30.5 million extension, which includes a $12 million club option for 2023. So, combined with his $7.5 million salary in 2019, this deal could max out at 5 years, $50 million. Again, I'm slightly annoyed about the whole Yankees not willing to try and help Sonny Gray thing, but people were saying that they did try to help him and that he was the problem and who the hell knows what is going on, but the bottom line is Sonny Gray is no longer a Yankee. He'll probably flourish in Cincinnati. Good for him. Hopefully the Yankees aren't worse off without him. I feel like they still need someone else in that rotation. I realize they have Severino, Tanaka, Happ, Sabathia. I'm missing someone. Who am I missing? Oh my God, James Paxton. Hello. You know why I forgot about Paxton? One, it happened so long ago, which isn't really true. I mean, it's only like January 22nd, and his trade happened, when the hell was that? Beginning of December? Mid-December? But it feels like it was 3 years ago compared to, like, this whole offseason has just been dragging because nothing is happening. Nothing good is happening. So my apologies to James Paxton for totally forgetting that he was in the rotation. But still, I keep saying this, and I'm going to keep saying this. I still don't trust Sabathia to be healthy. I'm afraid of what happened to him. I know they cleared out his artery and that they cleared him for baseball activities, or at least, you know, they cleared him to work out again. But I feel like the Yankees need someone else. And, you know, if they're not going after Manny Machado, why not go after Dallas Keuchel and pick up another pitcher and then have Sabathia as your sixth man? Oh, I'm just kidding. I mean, the Yankees rotation as it is fine. It's fine. Severino, Tanaka, they're solid. Happ is pretty solid. Paxton, you know, I know everyone was excited about getting him. I was kind of excited about getting him. And then you realize that he hasn't really pitched all that much, but you know, their rotation is better than a lot of rotations in baseball, and as I mentioned in the first segment, the bullpen is pretty damn good. So even if the rotation isn't that good, they at least have the bullpen. But then you also don't want them to have to use the bullpen all the time, because then by the time the season comes to a close and you're getting ready for the playoffs, crossed fingers, you don't want your bullpen to be completely out of gas. So, what was my point? My point is, Sonny Gray is no longer a Yankee. I wish him well in Cincinnati. I still don't think it's the right move, but we'll see what happens. Up next, we'll talk about Mo, the Hall of Fame, the fact that there are a few writers who are probably going to screw Mike Mussina out of the Hall of Fame induction this year. That'll be in segment number 3, up next. But first, today is the day that we all find out who will be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame this summer. And right now it looks like Mariano Rivera, Edgar Martinez, and Roy Halladay will be the three guys going into the Hall of Fame. Mike Mussina is on the cusp, but he will probably fall just short. He has the numbers with all of the public ballots in, but as everyone knows from all the years that we've kept track of the Hall of Fame voting, someone who is that close to it usually gets screwed by the non-public ballots because those guys are the worst. Speaking of the worst, although not for Mo, Dan Shaughnessy, infamous Boston reporter, has been a baseball reporter since I was an infant, voted for Mo and no one else. That's right. He submitted a one-person ballot, when in reality, there are at least 14 guys on that ballot who have legitimate Hall of Fame credentials. And yet, this person decided to be a jackass and just vote for one, which will probably screw someone like Mike Mussina. There was another writer who submitted a three-person ballot: Mo, Roy Halladay, and Larry Walker. I completely agree with the Larry Walker inclusion and am surprised that more writers have not included him. But the whole three-man ballot thing could have screwed Edgar too. But Edgar, thankfully, is well above the threshold without the non-public ballots, so he should not have a problem getting in. I believe this is his last year, so this is his last chance, and I think the writers are finally like, okay, let's let him in, after waiting all these years to let him in. Unlike Mo, who might be getting in with 98% of the vote, maybe even 99%, because right now he's at 100%, but I'm sure that there are writers who didn't want to make their ballot public, who are of the school of thought that no one deserves to be unanimous, no matter how good they are. And that's not a big deal. If no one's going to get in unanimously, then no one's going to get in unanimously. I just, don't like the importance that these guys put on themselves, thinking that they are some sort of god in a way, because they hold the keys to let these guys in and to let them in at certain levels. If Ken Griffey Jr. and Pedro Martinez and guys like that didn't get in unanimously, no one is getting in unanimously. So back to Mo. Well-deserved, very excited. I'm slightly sad that he'll be going in without another Yankee going in with him. I was kind of hoping that Moose would go with him. Although Moose, you know, could do the whole Oriole thing too, because he was really good when he was with the Orioles. But I'm a little afraid that Moose will get in next year with Curt Schilling. I don't want to be in Cooperstown when Curt Schilling gets elected into the Hall of Fame. And you might be thinking, well, why wouldn't you go up when Mo is getting inducted? Because everyone and their mother is going to be there when Mo gets inducted. Stacy wants to go when Mike Mussina goes in because it won't be as crazy as it will be when Mo gets in or when Jeter gets in. Oh God, Jeter's going to get in next year. Oh, never mind. I'm never going to see it. Forget it. I completely forgot that Jeter's eligible. Talk about being surrounded by annoying people at a Hall of Fame induction. It's going to be those people who think that Derek Jeter can do no wrong. I don't have really anything against Jeter. I just know better. So anyway, congrats to Mo. I'm very excited about him getting in on the first ballot. Not that that would have been a doubt, but I'm just very, it's very cool. Although I can't believe that we're at the point where he can be inducted into the Hall of Fame because it feels like he retired 2 seconds ago. So congrats to Mo. Good job. Nice career. Hallelujah and amen. So that's it for today's episode of Locked On Yankees, your daily podcast covering the New York Yankees, which is brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I have been your host, Stacy Gatsoulias. Again, you can follow me on Twitter at Locked On Yankees or at my personal account, Stace Gotts. You can listen to and subscribe to the podcast at Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, Player FM. You can rate the podcast. You could put it as one of your favorites. And if you could spread the word about this podcast, I would be very thankful and appreciative. And as we finish up this podcast, I just wanted to let you all know that your smart speakers can play Locked On Yankees, where you can get all of your news about the Yankees and my opinions about the Yankees. All you have to do is say, "Play podcast Locked On Yankees." Enjoy your day, everyone.